You're listening to the Overdrive Podcast, Hour 3.
Final hour Overdrive continues. TSN 1050 on the TSN app and up on TSN 2. Brian Hazio, Doug Jeff O'Neill, Jamie Noodles McLennan, Bob McKenzie, our hockey insider, will join us in about 25 minutes.
That's a new segment of ours we've created.
Well, we're putting a new spin on our original content.
Correct.
Of yes guy, no guy.
Generally, we go with yes guy, no guy. We're going to put a bit of a unique spin on that.
Agreed.
And we know Taddy's downtown, so he can't storm into the studio and basically pummel the three of us.
He's had it.
Did you get the tweet from Josh? These guys, it looks like they're on a boys' trip down in Florida. They've got Overdrive on in the background on a TV.
Oh, with the barbecue going.
Yeah, barbecue.
I thought you were talking about Leuenberg. I'm like, no. I find that hard to believe.
No, it's quite impressive.
That's outstanding. Shout out. Wherever you are, worldwide.
Yeah, they got the Q going and Overdrive on in the background.
On TV?
Yeah, it's they must be streaming.
That's pirating something. That's illegal in the state of Florida.
Don't tell them. I don't mind that.
Shout out. Yeah,
Bell
you can catch us anywhere.
Bell 5, that's all you need.
Yeah,
you can get
exactly.
your Bell 5.
You can,
that's
your
right.
Computer.
You can.
Yeah.
You're right. Yeah, you're right. You can bring it wherever you want, wherever you happen to be. You can find us on the app. You can find us on Google Home, on Alexa. Just
Bell
say
5.
Bell 5.
They're
Overdrive
like
on TSN 1050. So we'll get to all that in just a moment. You missed out on our O.J. Simpson
I got to hear
conversation.
What he's going to say about this. This is ridiculous.
So Tim Graham from The Athletic has written his piece. O.J. wore number 32 for the Bills,
yes.
And no one's worn it since him in 1977. Now, the first 17 years, I would guess, was out of respect. You know, listen, the juice, he was maybe the greatest Bill of all time. I don't want to take on that responsibility. And then he may or may not have killed two people, and it was like, I'd rather not have that number now. But
no one's allowed to wear it, period.
Well, that's not the case, because Sonoris Perry is a new Buffalo Bill, and he said, I'll take it. If it's available, and he's
ridiculous, ridiculous move by the player, the organization. Like,
yeah, but
why would you? Like, are you serious? That's ridiculous to want to wear that number, and for the team to say, okay, a good idea. Like we talked about the Jays, and they're a brutal team, and just putting bad press on themselves. This is another example of it. Like, how dumb are you?
But listen,
Jerry Pegula.
It's a typical.
You guys are garbage, and now you do this. You got to put OJ's number back on a player.
But look at. Listen to what he says, though. Do you have the quote?
Yeah, I got it here again. This is so.
This is the player.
If he says this is a tribute to the juice, I'm going to lose my you know what.
He doesn't quite say it that way, but you can tell he didn't. I get the impression like Tim Graham probably was asking him. Hey, you know, what do you think about wearing this number? Not as if from the standpoint of the great O.J. Simpson, the running back who ran for 2,000 yards.
Right.
But as in O.J. who went to jail and probably killed
Tim
two
on.
People.
Let's
it's not
Tim.
Even probably.
I understand
that.
Killed
Tim.
Two people.
He
Tim's
killed
number.
Two people. He's
killed
a murderer.
Two people. So here's what Sonoris Perry had to say. Quote, I thought it was retired. But then I was told it was available. Boom, I took it. He goes on to say, I know the situation. So as we just said in the previous segment, when he said that, I'm assuming he's going to say, and I get it with OJ and people aren't going to like it because
right,
of this.
The murder trigger.
No. I know that greatness comes with that number, playing in Buffalo. But I'm willing to take anything that comes my way. I'm going into my sixth season, and I know what it takes to get in the league and stay here. With that number on my back, I know I'm doing well for my family, end quote.
Yeah, that's a ridiculous comment. Greatness? The guy murdered his wife and a waiter in Los Angeles for crying out loud.
Well, I'm wondering if Tim followed up and be like, you know, there's something else that's kind of
right.
associated.
Like,
with
we're not talking
like, was there
about
a follow-up? Are you aware of what this guy's done, like, in his life?
Well, I don't know. I mean, why would you imagine having to ask somebody that, though?
Sure, I want to talk to Tim. Should we call him?
No.
Seriously, we have Timmy's number.
Yeah, we can probably call Tim, but we got to get to yes athlete, no athlete.
Okay.
But here's the thing. Tim asked OJ. As if his opinion is worthy of anything, but I guess it is his number, and he's a part of the piece. I mean, he's the centerpiece of this piece. And OJ said, quote, whatever they do is fine with me. That's how I feel. When I played there, I tried to honor the team. Since I left, I always tried to honor the Bills. I love that. Yeah, since I left, I've always tried to honor the Bills. Like, I've really felt that it was important as, you know, a stand-up guy representing the Buffalo Bills for me never to do anything that would shine a negative light on that organization.
Other than the Bronco chase, the murder, right. Psychology.
The armed robbery.
Wrote a book.
Like I said, if Jerry I did Pegula, it. Pull your head out of your ass. Your team is brutal. All your teams are brutal. And this is like that's what leadership at the top is. For someone to look at this scenario, it comes across their desk and they say, absolutely not. Vladdy Guerrero not playing yesterday. Absolutely not. Not happening. Because it's not the right thing to do. How stupid are these people?
That's right.
They deserve the results they're going to get. They're garbage. The Jays are terrible, and the Buffalo Bills are rotten.
I'm not a Bills fan. I don't live in Buffalo, but
I
would think, though, I would be disgusted by this.
Disgusted.
I'd be like, who handed this number out?
A lot of females are at Bills Mafia partying. What do they think?
Yeah.
What kind of message is that?
I know it's been 42 years, and maybe a lot of people don't know the number that he wore, but a lot of people do, and now it's going to be a story, and it's going to come up. This guy, you know, after this piece, it's viral now. Now everyone's going to be reaching out to him saying...
And Jerry Pegula, you've got another shot. You let it happen. Now you realize it's a screw-up. Fix it.
What's the Jerry's that week one he's actually in this wearing this number?
It should be 0%.
Yeah.
0%.
Yeah.
I think it is 0%.
That's right.
You think somebody's...
I think
so. It's been 25 years.
If Jerry Pegula doesn't pull the trigger on that...
Well, since the Bronco chase, the number hasn't been used since 1977.
So it's been 42
years.
42 years since it's been used, 25 years since the Bronco chase and the murders. Like, there, to me, there's no, like, time limit on it.
No, forever. It's gone. That number's gone.
Now,
like, that's O.J. Simpson's number as a Buffalo Bill.
It's tainted.
It's just lunacy. It is absolute lunacy. And that's why leadership at the top... This comes across their desk at some particular point, and someone has to say, not on my watch. Never, ever, ever.
That's right.
Because it's ridiculous.
Yep.
Now, how old is Perry, though? That's what I'm trying to...
He's been in the league for 6 years. He's okay. In his 20s.
And by the way, guess who Jerry Pegula's right-hand person is?
Kim Pegula.
That's right. How the heck does she let it happen?
Well, but here's what I will say. To be fair to them, I don't think they're sitting in the room saying, who's getting what number at OTAs?
Right.
You know, I think you got
to... Someone in that organization has brought it to someone's attention. O.J. Simpson's number has been asked for or whatever, blah, blah, blah.
But the trainer just should be like, no, it's not available.
Well, exactly.
Well, no kidding, but this kind of stuff goes up the chain, like...
That's why I said yesterday.
I don't get why it wouldn't have just been a rule, like everyone, every trainer that takes the gig, you know, that number's never getting
used. Doesn't exist.
Again. Yeah, pretend as if it has been retired.
Right.
Because we're not, and it's a running back. Like, this guy's going to be taking handoffs and snaps and the, you know, I don't know. And now OJ's probably going to think, oh, this guy's honoring me or something like that. And he's,
I don't
like
know.
Like, OJ, I'm not surprised about OJ. You know, but this guy's got the audacity to say, I always tried to honor the Bills. Like, get the hell out of here.
Yeah.
All right. Yes, athlete or no athlete. Okay? So the way this is going to work, because this spawned from my take yesterday.
Yes.
We were talking about Arnold Schwarzenegger taking a dropkick to the back when he was in South Africa.
And you took some heat.
I've taken a fair amount of heat. And I would say this is not one of my smarter hills to die on. I'm going to walk into the gym and some guy's going to put me in a rear naked choke.
That's so true.
Because I made the argument yesterday, and I'm sticking to it, don't get me wrong, that being a bodybuilder doesn't classify you as an athlete.
Right.
You know, I think it's a craft. It's a commitment. It takes
Matt
work.
Matt Nichol, who runs bio, he would... put you in a pretzel right now and shove you in a garbage can after doing a dead squat with your skinny fat ass. That's what he would do with you after hearing that.
Go
anyway,
ahead.
Yes, athlete, no athlete.
Right. So basically, I'm going to throw out different, you know, activities.
Different sports.
Different sports, different activities, and we'll go around the table. Does it mean you're a yes athlete or a no athlete?
First of all, before we start this, do you consider yourself a former athlete?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, go ahead. What's the first one?
What, I'm not? I was a semi-professional athlete.
You weren't. You were an
I got paid
athlete.
Annually.
You played
amateur athlete.
I got paid bi-weekly.
No.
Junior pro.
I got paid.
Amateur athlete.
I got paid bi-weekly.
What's the first
semi-pro.
One?
Semi-pro.
Yeah.
Well, bodybuilder.
Athlete.
Athlete.
No athlete.
No guy for that, still.
I'm sticking to it.
Are we going to use the no?
Well, I guess, I don't know if we can.
Yeah, we can't do it.
No guy.
Yeah, but we also can't do it because we're all going to have different answers.
Okay,
so we're not going to drop a sound for every single answer.
Okay, if it's no, you give Malls the...
Jockey.
No guy.
No guy on that.
I think there's a yes, and because you have to cut weight. And you have to know how to work a horse.
It's such a weird thing. Like, you're riding a horse around. Like,
I'm a no
just,
guy on
you
this.
You don't just sit on the horse and start going, go, Bessie, go, Bessie.
Well, there's a craft to it.
Exactly. Yeah, it's a sport.
Stick, you hit it with
that
a
doesn't
stick.
Mean it's a sport.
I'm telling you, a jockey is an athlete.
I don't think so. They don't just go
around to, you know.
It's a body type.
They don't go to the mall and find a small person and go, you want to be a jockey?
Here's why it can't be a sport. Because there's segregation based on body type. Like, there's prejudice. If you're 130 pounds plus, you can't even be included. How can you be a sport when 99% of the world, it's like, you can't do
maybe
this?
Maybe there is a sport that has plus-size jockeys. Like, somewhere...
What are they riding?
Wouldn't surprise me in Florida, where there's degenerate gamblers down there. Like, you know that there is plus-size jockeys somewhere.
Well, I'd like to witness that. I think that would be hilarious. But that's
like Harry
exactly.
Crumb. There's Harry Crumb.
Harry Crumb is not an athlete. He's a detective, and he was a great detective.
He was. But
don't disparage
the
name.
I still believe that jockeys, you have to know how to ride that horse. Like,
I'm
that's
kind
a
of
sport.
A no guy on that.
No guy.
Although, no guy.
Bowler.
Ooh. I'm a no guy, man. You blow a dart and throw a ball down. See,
I'm a yes guy.
No. Hold on.
It's a Tuesday night fun league.
Any
yes
sport
guy.
That you can smoke while you're doing isn't a sport.
No. Yeah, but you can smoke while you do bodybuilding. You can smoke and pump weights. Like, this is what you guys, this is the problem with your bodybuilding takes. Okay. You guys have Schwarzenegger in mind.
Right.
What about the slug who takes roids but only shows up to the gym every
that's
2 weeks?
That's not bodybuilding.
Why not? He's got the dumb belt on and he's walking around talking
but
to girls.
That's just the dope who's
he thinks he's a bodybuilder.
No, I'm talking competition. Like, people that are in competition.
Bowling,
that's a sport.
There's competition.
You're
bowling.
Right.
No guy.
Bowling's a yes guy.
I haven't answered on bowling yet because I think it is. It's a sport. It's just not as physical.
No, that's fine. But it's a sport.
It is a sport, yes.
Table tennis. Ping pong.
I'm going to have to say yes guy. It's just...
It's a thinner sport.
Mini version of tennis. And they do some incredible things.
They do. Like,
it is a vehement... Yes, guy.
Yes, yeah,
it's a yes guy.
Yeah, it's a yes guy.
It's a yes guy, man. Hand eye, you're moving, it's active.
And you exactly.
There's a paddle.
You don't see grit grinders playing table tennis.
You're playing directly against competition.
Right.
Which, again...
Yeah. No, that's a sport for sure.
Fisherman. Fishing.
No way. No guy.
No guy.
Now, I get it for game. Like, you're fishing for the size of a fish and that. But you can smoke and drink while you're doing it.
Yeah, that's right. Absolutely.
I don't think fishing is a sport. I don't think it's a
Have you ever seen that? There's a guy that catches a fish on TV, and he gives out a celebration, Mulls, you got to find it. He catches this fish and gets it on the boat, and he goes crazy.
I don't think I've seen it.
Gretzky Stanley Cup games, like, just... Overtime winner, and he goes nuts. Just YouTube fisherman celebration.
Shruddy and I caught this, and I say, and
but it's a no guy. It's a no guy.
We rented a boat, like a yacht, and went out. And Shruddy, I think, caught like this. I know it's legal. I'm not going to do anything illegal, but it was like this giant
sturgeon.
Marlin or something. Like he, and Shruddy took a picture of it with like a hockey stick. I have it.
He was in the mountains of British Columbia, and he caught a marlin.
No. We were in, like, Hawaii or
Oh, okay.
Hawaii or Bahamas. I can't remember where
marlin
we were.
Crept through the Rockies.
No, that would have been a carp. Some bottom feed.
Salmon
no, like, Strutty bought this. We caught this, like, shark or something.
That would be cool. I haven't gone fishing in a long
but
time.
It's but it's not. I don't believe it's, like,
it's
a sport.
It's a no-guy for all three of us. Yeah. So don't go. If you're a fisherman, don't pretend like you're an athlete. You're not. It doesn't count.
No guy.
Yeah. Race car driver.
Yeah, that's a sport. That's a, like at the highest level. At the highest level, like that's a sport.
I don't. I'm sorry. I don't think that person is an athlete.
Me neither.
I don't.
No guy.
Me neither. I think it's the car. It's it doesn't mean. Listen, there are very good drivers. They're extremely talented drivers.
Right.
And they've got courage.
Yeah, you're just a good driver. I don't consider you an athlete.
I don't think you're an athlete.
These people study the tracks. They know their cars. Like I. It's not as physical, but it's hot in there. Like I think
I
it is.
I just don't think. I just think you drive a car.
I'm impressed by it. Like it's
Me
an incredible
too.
Craft. Driving, I can't do it. I'm not saying I can.
They're driving 212 miles an hour around a track.
A lot of it, though, I think, is psychological. If you have the stones to do it,
Yes.
Well, and the reflexes, like this
cold
is,
trickle, make the corner.
This is high
smoke.
End reflexes. This isn't, you know, a grit grinder. Like, how many grit grinders are race car drivers?
Generally speaking, they're in decent shape, but there's some grit grinders. There's some Southern boys.
Okay, if there's people with a NASCAR background, I mean, Mulls, you must know some of these. You look
you
like
got
a,
that
a
fisherman that celebration.
Guy.
Listen to this guy catch a fish. That is after catching a fish.
Maybe it is a sport.
That's Phil Kessel.
That kind
Kessel.
Of reaction, man.
That's Phil Kessel. That's
he went
what
Kevin
Phil
Garnett
out.
After catching a largemouth bass again.
Never give up! Never give up!
Never give up. The fish just swam by the boat, dude. Like,
He ate your... Meps. That's what he did.
He saw the line, and the fish said, "I'll go for that."
I think race car driving is sport. It's physical.
I'm a
more physical than people think.
We're playing yes athlete, no athlete. Here's the final one for me. You guys can add to it if you want. This is going to cause a problem, I think, in the building.
You think so?
Curling.
Yes, athlete for sure. Sliding on that ice, twisting that thing.
I'm on the fence.
No, that is, if you guys say no guy, it's a slap in the face to Muddy
and Vic Router.
To Natasha and Vic Router.
Natasha's
a huge curler.
Well, she's from Edmonton.
Yes.
Everyone out west plays.
And she loves it and she reports on it. And do not disrespect our colleagues. It is a sport.
Do you think Natasha considers herself an athlete because she curls?
Yes. She's an athlete. She golfs. She curls.
Well, yeah, golfing is an athlete.
Curling is an athletic sport. Absolutely. Yes, guy.
I still think golf is on the cusp.
I mean, if you're in a cart, I'll agree with that. I think walking makes it definitely a sport. It's a sport.
You can smoke and drink while you're
curling,
doing it.
What is your answer?
I'm a yes guy. Curling is a sport.
I'm on the cusp.
Last one.
Give me a Fergie. Can I have a Fergie
you
on
can't
that?
Confirm or deny?
I can't confirm or deny that. I'm sure because I've curled
last
once.
Last one.
Yeah, it's a sport.
Okay.
Last one. Darts.
No.
No, you can drink.
You're not an athlete.
No.
You're not
there
an
are
athlete.
People that are...
You're not
500 pounds that do
like
that.
It's not even close. Like darts, and it's like pool. You know what I mean? Darts and pool.
It's not very physical.
No. I mean, not everything has to be physical, but that's like for me, there are certain criteria. Now, again, there are some exceptions to the rule, but for you to be playing a sport or a game or an activity and be able to walk into a room and say, I'm an athlete because this is what I practice.
Right.
I think you've got to run, jump, swim, skate, catch, throw, hand eye. Like, those are kind of the core elements and ingredients of athleticism.
But that's
kind of
where I was going with NASCAR, because there's a lot of moving parts with that. Like, it's not just, you're not just jumping in your car and driving down the 401. Like, it's speed. There's, you know, physicality as far as people cutting you off, bumping into you. I think that's a sport then that we're not giving them as much respect to.
Before we go to break, I want to hear the guy catching the fish again.
Yes.
Break.
I can't believe how happy that guy is. Like, I guess if that's your world, if you're into fish, I got buddies that's they just crave it. They can't get enough. All they want to do is fish.
It's very boring.
I've never found the excitement. I've never understood the captivity.
Here we go with people. Now I'd love to see
everyone.
My buddies. Like, I'd love to see you and Hayes driving a car at 200 miles an hour. We don't care what you people. This is a buddy of mine. Nobody cares. This is our show. You're all a no guy.
We're gonna
no God.
That's right.
This is not gonna go well. This is not a bit that we.
No, we're doing it every week now. Athlete, non-athlete.
But how many different sports are out there that are on the cusp?
Because there are, even in the Olympics, there are some sports that have been kind of created in the last 10, 15 years. Like, I don't remember growing up with trampolining. In the Olympic sports, and now it is Rosie McLennan, right?
Absolutely, yeah. But that's, you're an athlete, you're a gymnast.
No, I get
that. That is without question.
That is, and it is a sport. But there are new sports that have been created, like even skateboarding. Like, that was kind of just getting big when I was growing up.
Yeah, I wouldn't Tony consider Hawk that a sport. Like a.
It is quite physical, though.
I'm a yes guy on skateboarding.
Skateboarding would be very tough.
I am a former skater myself.
I could see you with, like, Vans.
Oh, yeah, Vans.
Hat on
ollies,
backwards.
Ramps.
Could you imagine trying to attempt skateboarding now?
Dude, I'm so brutal at it now.
Have you tried recently?
We'll get a board in here. Oh, yeah, I can't even ollie. I tried it in Santa Monica. I asked the guy if I could take his board for a little zip.
And he said, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm surprised by that.
Oh, thanks.
No, I mean, would you give a stranger
your board?
My size? No. I'd be worried the board's going to snap in half. And with the guy fishing, let's go to break.
Never give up! Never give up!
This should be in the room for the Sharks tonight. If I'm Peter DeBoer, I'm just pressing play on that 15 times.
That's right.
Exactly.
Well, you watch him catch the fish and just yell.
Never give up. Bob McKenzie, your Hockey Insider in studio next.
Speaking of fishing, I went to I was a celebrity and you get paired with a fisherman. And you have a big weigh-in, you weigh all your fish. And I'm looking at this guy, and I'm on the boat all day with him. We caught zero fish. So they're like, all these people are crowded in this area. And they're like, come on up for the weigh-in, bring your fish. And I walk up with it. I'm like looking at the guy. I go, do we have to go up there? And I go, we got no fish. And it was so embarrassing.
So he was a professional.
Professional. All these fancy lures and everything. He's like, I think they're going to start biting, blah, blah, blah. Zero. Not a bite, not a nibble, nothing. Went out to the weigh and no fish.
Should have just jumped on the scale.
Yeah. Yeah, just sat my fat ass on the scale.
You're down.
There you go.
You're down and jump on the scale.
Yeah.
Wow.
Zero fish. There's your weigh in. Thank you for coming. Thank you.
Well, you got to blame the guy. Like, it's
no,
not your
kidding.
Problem.
Isn't he the pro? He was supposed to know where to go in the lake or whatever.
That's got to be embarrassing for him, though. Think about how stupid he must have felt. Like, he's the guy. He's the ringer. He's supposed to be, you guys can't get it done. I'll haul in something.
Dude, I would have gone to the other end of the lake so nobody saw and, like, attached a net and start, like, wheeling back to shore to like, snag fish.
Just trolling. I caught a fish once, but I apparently hooked it like it was sleeping on the bottom, and I was dragging my hook along because I caught it in the side of the body and like just dragged it up.
A drive-by.
Yeah, did you make somebody take the fish off the hook?
Oh, yeah. I wasn't. You're that's not so gross.
You're one of those guys?
It was like, I think we were up at like Pronger's Cottage or something.
Right.
Like, I just dragged this thing off the ground the lake.
Hey, listen, you caught it, man. They're all in there caught. Bob McKenzie, your Hockey Insider in studio. Any fish up by you, Bob, up at the college or what?
Yeah, there's a big, there's a couple of bass derbies every year, and there's lots of people that fish, but I watch people fish. I just sit on my dock, and glass of wine, people out there fishing. I'm like, okay, that doesn't look too exciting, but you know what? I'm going you one step better. I'm watching you.
Yeah, you're right.
Do something not
so your
too
routine
exciting.
Is just biking to town for breakfast, couple errands, and then chill.
Yeah, pretty much. We'll get the pontoon boat. We run out every so often in that little excursion.
You think the amateur fishers have a clue what they're doing?
Doesn't matter.
Yeah,
it's
not that hard.
But you know how it's always like a wives' tale. Like, if you go over here at this time of day, like, who's to say that's actually the case?
Fire one out by that lily pad, you'll be in business.
Feathers coming back.
If you're loud and you're flapping around, like you're not. I could see the guy trying to blame you, going, you were sitting in the boat on the phone, or
I'd blame someone else. If I was a professional, I don't have enough integrity to take it on myself. I'd immediately blame you.
When my son Sean was little and played hockey, his hockey team, there was a lot of outdoorsy dads, and they went ice fishing, so they had a team ice fishing venture, and I'm like, oh God. And it was on Lake Simcoe, and it was the dead of winter. Ugh. And so they're like, yeah, we're gonna meet at the restaurant on the lake at like 5:30 or 6 a.m. I'm like, oh my God.
Hours.
So of course I, being the stupid dad that I was, I say to Sean, well, you gotta eat a little breakfast. I don't feel like any breakfast. No, you gotta have a little something. You're gonna get up there and you're gonna be out on the lake, and who knows if there's any food. Have a little breakfast. I don't really feel like eating this early in the morning. So we still got him something to eat in McDonald's or an Egg McMuffin or whatever, and we're standing in the parking lot getting ready to go out in the lake, and he hurled all over the parking lot. He goes, I told you I didn't want to eat anything. I go, this day's only gonna get better. And then they pulled up and they got snowmobile. So like the huts are like pretty far out there, and it's pitch black, and so it's a snowmobile. And the best way I can describe it is a 6 foot high coffin attached. It was a little trailer, but it's only as wide as a snowmobile.
Right.
And they open the back, and there's no windows. And there's just like a half a little 2x4 to sit on. And like four or five would go in into this thing. And then they closed the door. Now it's pitch black. And now you're getting dragged across the lake. And I was just like, let this end.
Yeah. It's awful, too. Like, I've done it myself. And you just sit there and wait. Like, there's nothing going on. At least in the summer, you're boating around.
Now we've offended all the fishermen. But
no, I might as well everyone today. Yeah, everyone.
We're just you're on a roll?
Off left and
the
right.
The race car crowd, they are furious.
Bowlers.
Yeah, like there's some, the curlers.
Furious with us.
People are pissed.
Yeah, they just.
But he started it. It all started.
You're just leaving destruction in your wake today.
Oh man, I'm going to need a security.
It all started because Arnold Schwarzenegger got kicked in the back. I saw that. And then he said, well, bodybuilding's not really a sport. And then I was saying, no, I think it is. You have to have discipline. And then he took it on the chin yesterday, and then he decided to create a bit called Sport or No Sport.
Yes, athlete or no athlete.
Yes.
Paddy's going to come in here and give it to you guys. He's just going to say that's a variation on yes guy, no guy.
Well, basically,
sue for copyright infringement.
Right. He's standing behind the glass. He's going to come and choke us out at some point.
It's shocking it hasn't happened.
Or is he on site tonight?
No, yeah, he's down at Scotiabank, so we're good.
Good thing for you.
Yeah, we're home free for. If it was a road game, he was coming in for the pregame.
Yeah,
we'd be in big trouble.
Anyways, I always say each to their own.
Yeah, that's right.
Exactly.
Ice fishing's not for me.
Yeah.
I'm with you on that.
What about San Jose? Are they in trouble there because of the injuries?
I would think so. I mean, I guess you could call it if there's such a thing as a trap game in the playoffs for the Blues, but they're on home ice. At face value, certainly appear to be healthy, or at least all their best players are in the lineup.
Yeah.
Don't know how badly some of them could be injured. But no Carlson, no Hurdle. Pavelski,
game time
decision. So even if he plays, he's not close to 100%. They just haven't been good enough. And St. Louis, and we've talked about this many times on our Sports Center hits about the Blues, they start so well. Boy, they're a good starting team. I think they've scored the first goal in 18 or 19 games, maybe.
And in the first 5 minutes, you did that stat.
Yeah, and now it's like they've got, of the 19 games they've played or 18 games they've played, whatever it is, 12 times they've scored the first goal. And every time that first goal is in the first period, and more than half those times, it's in the first 5 minutes. Happened again last, just around the 5 minute
mark. Yeah, last game was 6 minutes, and I was it was close. But it's amazing. That game, last game, could have been so much different. Has Kane hits a post.
Yeah.
10 seconds into the game. And they also missed a net. Like, the first 4 or 5 minutes, San Jose was really good. And Carlson turned that puck over, and then it was kind of all downhill.
Kane could maybe be a guy that could step up.
Well, there's a guy.
You need Kane, you need Couture, you need the big boys to deliver here.
You do.
Are we supposed to believe that Patrick Waugh is actually going to be the head coach of the Ottawa Senators?
He certainly got a shot. Pierre Dorion met with him today in Montreal. Multiple sightings of Dorion and Waugh in Montreal. But I think... I think Waugh is a legitimate candidate.
Bobby, before you get on, is that on purpose to meet in public like that?
Because no, I don't think so. Why would you go
to Montreal, though, if you're Dorian? Like, why isn't he in Halifax
when you're with Patrick Waugh?
I don't think anybody's too worried. It wasn't a secret. Bruce Garriott reported on the weekend they're interviewing him, so it doesn't really, for what? I mean, we knew DJ Smith went up for an interview there, and Jacques Martin and Mark Crawford and Troy Mann and Nate Lehman and Rick Bonus. I don't know. It's hard. It's a hard one to handicap, but this is just not based on inside information as much as me just spitballing. I think Waugh's a legitimate candidate. I think DJ Smith's a legitimate candidate. And... I think Crawford is somewhat in the mix, but it's going to be a difficult process when you're interviewing these other guys. And Jacques Martin is another legit candidate. So Even the guys I didn't mention are all good coaches, Lehman and Bonus and Troy Mann and Belleville, but I think those other four guys probably have a little more presence or more of a resume or fit a profile.
I'm a little bit surprised it's taken this long. Like in Edmonton, I understand it because Holland just got on the job.
No kidding. Right. There's no excuse in Ottawa.
Right. Like I said, the Memorial Cup's going on right now. The GM isn't there scouting, and the World Hockey Championships are going on, and he's not there either. Like he's in Montreal having lunch with Patrick Waugh.
But I think it's he just decided. I think the whole thing will probably be over very early next week, if not sooner. And you know, there's just been a process where they've interviewed a bunch of guys, and the most recent one was Patrick Waugh. So, but you know, they don't feel like they're, I don't think they sense there's. It's not like they're in a competitive situation because none of the guys they're interviewing are what I would call candidates in Edmonton, and there's no other jobs available. So they're just going through the process.
Do you think Patrick would, you know, almost look for a role like he had in Colorado?
Well, I'm sure he would, but depends how badly he wants to get back in and what demands that he might make. But, you know, Patrick's always struck me as a guy that, as he did in Colorado, it wasn't, I'm not just a coach, I want to have, you know, Mike Babcock sort of veto power on this or that or whatever, and that's what you get when you get Patrick. And I think Patrick... You guys played the game, you know. Yeah. you guys know what a you know what a presence Patrick is.
Like, yeah,
Patrick fills up a room. When you could just ask Patrick, you know, what time is it, and the answer you get, you're like kind of riveted. Oh, it's Patrick Waugh telling me what time it is. He's got a lot of presence, but that also cuts both ways to the point where sometimes everything ends up being about Patrick because he fills up the room so much. So I don't know, but he's a good hockey man. He's smart, and so we'll see. But
it's an interesting gig, you know, because of the ownership and the turmoil in the last couple of years. But Noodles, you point this out all the time. I mean, there's some good kids there. You know, I think they've really hit good. Rock bottom now, and really it's time good. To move up.
Shabbat and Kachuk and Colin White and
Brännström. Right. And, like, they've had that Formanton, like Drake Batherson. Like, they've got seven or eight kids that look like they can play. Now, again, it's still a process.
Probably a couple of years away.
Exactly. Still, it's like the Leafs were, you know, a while back, where you're like, you got all these kids and you've got a bunch of prospects. Okay, now put it together and go. And then how you surround them too. There's going to be a couple lean years where they grow, I would imagine, but there's some good players there potentially.
Right. As for the Maple Leafs, I mean, it's been pretty quiet. You expecting to hear anything before the draft or?
No, but I'm sure as we get closer to the draft, the Marner thing will heat up because there is, from the Leafs side of things, there's a desire to know sooner rather than later what's this going to cost. What's the number going to be? Because I don't want to say that they're frozen until then, but a little bit they are.
So you don't think they know what it's going to be yet?
No, not entirely. And they got to get a better sense of that. And then you got to know, you know, that's the path you're going down then. So can we get a deal done? Or is this going to maybe go to July 1? And if it is, do we have to look at our options?
And
everybody knows what look at their options means. They don't want to trade Mitch Marner. But if the thing's going to drag out and go into July, now you've got... And again, I don't want to go crazy with the offer sheet talk. I'm kind of sick of it.
Right.
Yeah.
But, you know, it might be there. And if it is, then you're allowing an external force, another team, to dictate your economic circumstance. And that's not an ideal scenario. And, I mean, it doesn't need to go to July 1. I mean, if you're the Leafs, you're going to make Mitch Marner an offer, and he's either going to say no or he's going to say yes. And if he says no, then it's probably not one of these. I can't imagine this is going to carry over to the fall, and they don't want that to happen, and like it did with Nylander. And so maybe they do look at their options, but... We'll see. They should be able to get something done, but who knows?
Yeah. Any other teams out there that you expect, like who could be the most active team?
Well, you know, people are looking at the Nashville Predators,
right,
potentially. You know, they'd like to sign Matt Duchene as a free agent, and I think Matt Duchene would like to sign there. But in they order to do that, they got to clear some money. And so then now brace yourself for more P.K. Subban trade talk or Kyle Turris trade talk. You know, and they just traded for Turris and extended him. And now he had an abysmal year there.
You have to think that Kenny Holland's got to be pretty active.
You would think so. You know, you keep hearing the Lucic Eriksson stuff, yeah. You know, and you wonder if there's legs to that. It might be a problem for a problem, especially since Eriksson was reportedly spouted off in Sweden about not getting along with Travis Green. And it sounds like it's probably not a tenable situation there. So, you know, there might be a we'll swap our problem for your problem possibility, I would think. But, you know, there'll be lots of teams. It's going to start heating up here. I always find once the final begins and you've only got two teams playing, that suddenly the other teams start to really drill down. And it's right. just a function of timing, too. I mean, Monday's the 27th of May, so you're less than a month to the draft. And so I would think things will really start to heat up once you get into June.
All right, Bob.
Awesome.
We'll enjoy the game tonight, and we'll do it again later in the week.
And we'll go ice fishing.
It's got to happen. Sounds like you'd be fired up for that.
Yeah. If so, you don't have to eat breakfast.
Yeah, don't eat breakfast before you go out.
Never.
Where do you go to the bathroom?
Sorry about that, Sean. It's a big lake.
Yeah, you'll find a spot. Don't even worry about it. Lake You're in the middle of nowhere, man.
Just go anywhere.
Yeah,
right?
I don't think there's any rules out there at that time. Here's Bob McKenzie, your Hockey Insider. We'll get to our best bets brought to you by ProLine and TF. Game 4 again tonight. Raps Bucks down at Scotiabank. You can hear it right here on TSN Radio. Watch it on TSN. Overdrive continues on the TSN app. Playoff game night tonight. The Raptors game 4 down at Scotiabank. If you're not lucky enough to be in the building, head on down to the Amsterdam Brewhouse on the Queen's Quay, TSN 1050's playoff headquarters. And Nick Nurse speaking with the media, and he was asked about Kawhi Leonard and him trying to get rest over the past 48 hours, get prepared for the game tonight. Nurse said, quote, "We'll have to see, but I think he's feeling pretty positive. Looks good so far. We'll see," end quote. I hope. I mean, that's what you need. If Kawhi Leonard isn't at 100% and rocking tonight, they're in big trouble.
No, they don't win.
You're right.
Probably don't win. If he is, they can win the game.
Yes,
I feel good
can.
About them winning the game.
Yep.
I wouldn't put a mortgage payment on them winning the game tonight. Milwaukee's a very good team, and they've been consistent through the first three games, more so than the Raptors have. But
the only thing that scared me, because I was quite confident coming in, was that stat you threw at me. 22-1 after a loss. That's a little unnerving.
That is resiliency. That is the ability for a bounce back.
I've heard guys in the locker room say, good teams never lose two games in a row. That's
Milwaukee's done it once all year. Yeah. They've lost two in a row once all year. But this is the best team in the East.
Yep.
Or the Raptors are either the best or the second best on their court in the playoffs.
Correct.
So numbers can be a little bit deceiving.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of those games were against the Bulls at home after off a loss. Of course you're winning that game.
Exactly.
In Atlanta. Yeah, I got a feeling you're probably going to win that game.
Right.
Sacramento at home.
Yeah, it's not in a playoff series.
Against the Raptors
in
Toronto.
And Kawhi Leonard is, you know, rocking.
Yeah. Absolutely. So you can hear that game on TSN 1050, the pregame with the Tap Man coming up at 7 p.m., an hour and a half long pregame, tip-off at 8:30. Again, right here on TSN Radio in Toronto. You can watch it on TSN. The Man of Steel is brought to you by Steel, quality product built to last, price to sell.
My Man of Steel is the guy that caught the fish.
Never give up! Never give up!
Pretty good mentality to have in life. I mean, I can't shoot down that message, you know, never give up.
Celebrate.
Yeah.
You're catching a fish.
Mine is simple. Steph Curry. Like this guy just, like you said, it doesn't matter KD out.
No.
Curry and Draymond put on a show, but Curry is just on fire right now.
Triple-double for Steph last night. 37 points, 13 rebounds, 11 assists. Now, it went into overtime, but still, I'll go with Draymond Green. who's, you know, he's shooting 50% plus from the field. He had 18 points, 14 rebounds, 11 assists, 3 steals, 2 blocks.
He's got a little Lieutenant Dan in him, too. Like he gets,
Draymond Green?
Yeah.
Oh, man, he gets after it.
He's
owly.
He's owly.
He's not happy.
No.
But it works for him.
Yeah, exactly.
He is a spectacular player.
Yep.
And that's, you know, putting the cart way before the horse. Golden State, it's not like it's... I don't see anybody beating them.
Is there any chance they lose?
I don't see Milwaukee or Toronto beating them.
No chance.
I don't see it happening, especially with Durant likely coming back and being at 100%. I don't... Like, Portland's a really good team. They had a 15-point lead in 3 strike games, and they lost all 3 of them, and they got swept.
Yeah.
Without Durant. Swept.
And Durant's going to want to come back and make a statement.
He's been tracking people online.
Exactly. Saying, you know, Curry's the best, and they don't need him. And this is what the team's going to look like with, when KD walks.
His dummy account.
His burner accounts are active.
Yeah. They have been activated ever since he, you know,
like, this guy
himself.
Would have more time to actually get riled up with online chatter and stuff.
Oh, that's all he's I guess he's prepping his body, and he's online with burner accounts.
But he would want to win MVP of the finals.
He's won it the last 2 years. And that's an interesting debate if he comes back, because Steph, you know, he wants that. Steph has won the MVP of the regular season. He's not won because Andre Iguodala won the first one. And then I believe Durant's won the last 2. So Steph doesn't have one yet. But again, it kind of feels like this is your NBA finals. Raptors in Milwaukee, but hey, put yourself in a position where maybe you can accomplish the impossible. And it starts tonight. If you're the Raptors, you got to have a win.
Yeah.
Sure. Time now for our best bets, brought to you by ProLine. Yankees Road Plus again in Baltimore. I hate to do this, but I'm on the Red Sox tonight, and I'll take the Tigers at home against Miami. You can find my picks on Twitter at TSN 1050 Radio, and get way into the game with ProLine. It's the sports betting game that lets you turn small wagers into big excitement. ProLine, get way into the game. So we have rattled cages.
I was just going to say, there's some people that are very disappointed.
There are a lot of people that just despise the three of us.
Car racers.
No, listen, I was the one that was defending car racing. I said it was a sport. Because I've actually gone down and watched them race, like, from inside the track.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Well,
okay, race. So lay off noodles, guys. He believes.
Yeah, leave athletes. Noodles alone.
Well, I didn't see anybody who's attacked me for it, but.
Well, we're all kind of getting attacked.
We're getting lumped.
What we had to say about fishermen and race car drivers, jockeys. We're going to have jockeys that are going to be hard on our trails. They're not going to be happy with us.
Plus size jockeys.
That's right. Harry Crumb type jockeys. We're going to come in nothing but positivity tomorrow.
Exactly.
We're out of here. Enjoy the game tonight. Enjoy your evenings. We're back tomorrow at 4 p.m.
We'll chat then.